Welcome, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to your local radio station. This is Mike and Kim Burge. We're going to share a little bit of the good stuff today, don't you think, Mike?
I think we will, but first I want to remind you about Home on the Range Champions Ride. It's the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match, Saturday, August 5th at Home on the Ranges in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys competing against the best bucking horses in the world. The Champions Ride, August 5th. At Home on the Range, exit 7 on I-94, east of Beach, North Dakota. Gates open at 10 a.m., grand entry at 12:30 Mountain Time. For more information, you can go to hotrnd.com. And all proceeds of the match are given to Home on the Range to help children living there.
And yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment. If you can't be there in that time frame, just call 605-642-5884. That's 605-642-5884. Yesterday's Antiques, downtown Spearfish.
And the Days of 76 in Deadwood going on through the 29th. It's the 19 times Pro Rodeo of the Year. Rodeo performances actually coming up Wednesday the 26th through the 29th. Parades on Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. It's the Days of 76 going on through Saturday in Deadwood. Go online for tickets and times at daysof76.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News is a commercial cattleman's publication located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. They're a reliable source for ag news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read. Okay, Mike, what do we got for good stuff today?
I am going to start off with a couple more of my truth about life.
Oh, very good. Just get very philosophical
yes.
Today.
Cynicism is far too easy to be useful.
That's probably, yeah.
You know the saying of good things don't come easy?
Well, yep.
Every passing face on the street represents a story, every bit as compelling and complicated as yours. Find out that story sometime.
There you go.
What do you have, Kim?
Exactly. Okay, so this actually is true. A Maine woman was stunned to receive a postcard that turned out to be sent from Paris, France in 1969.
So 1969.
Jessica Means, who lived in her Portland home for 17 years, said she initially thought the postcard in her mailbox Monday must have been delivered to the wrong address. The postcard bearing the image Arc de Triomphe in Paris was addressed to Mr. and Mrs. Rene A. Gagnon and signed by someone named Roy. "Dear folks," Roy wrote, "by the time you get this, I will have long since been home, but it just seems proper to send this from the Tower Eiffel, where I am now. Don't have a chance to see much, but having fun." The postcard appears to bear a French postmark from March 15, 1969, but also has a new stamp and a July 12, 2023 postmark from Tallahassee, Florida.
Tallahassee, Florida.
So it made quite an interesting route, didn't it? Anyway, I just thought that was kind of interesting. It just popped up from 1969.
Those little tidbits, I think, are kind of interesting to find out. Other people experience those things, not just us. Whenever you hate something, it hates you back. People, situations, and inanimate objects alike.
Oh, wow. Huh.
Anyway, people embellish everything as a rule. Okay? And those who complain the most accomplish the least.
Ooh, that's
so
a punch.
A few more truths about life.
Okay, Mike, I think it's always good to hear a few. You might know you're a redneck when. What do you think? Should we throw some of those out today?
These sting a little bit sometimes.
Oh, no comment. You can entertain yourself for more than 15 minutes with a fly swatter. That means you might be a redneck.
I want one of those salt shooting fly swatter
guns.
Oh,
I know. Everybody talks about them, but I don't ever see them around.
You know you're a redneck when your boat has not left the driveway in 15 years.
Oh, no, that's not good. You know you're a redneck when you burn your yard rather than mow it.
And you might be a redneck if the Salvation Army declines your furniture.
Oh, that's not a good sign. You might be a redneck if you offer to give someone the shirt off your back and they don't want it.
And you know you're a redneck if you come back from the dump with more stuff than you took there.
You might be a redneck if you keep a can of Raid on the kitchen table.
Folks, if you have items to share with us, obviously we need some more material, so send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in and spending part of your day with us here on The Good Stuff.